Number 5. The Apothecary Shop of the Joshua Lathrop House, built in 1763 at 377 Washington Street. Dr. Daniel Lathrop was born in 1712, and after graduating from Yale in 1733, he traveled to London to study medicine. Lathrop returned to Norwich and opened the only apothecary shop between Boston and New York in 1737. After graduating from Yale, Daniel's younger brother, Joshua, joined the business. The brothers imported medicines, fruits, wines, and fine goods from Europe, and often traveled to select their stock. The following is one of their advertisements.
Just imported from London in the last ship via New York, a large and universal assortment of medicines, genuine and of the very best kind, together with very neat instruments for drawing teeth, metal mortars, small scales, and weights.
In 1754, when his family could no longer afford to keep him at the private school he'd been attending, Benedict Arnold's mother, Hannah, asked her relatives, Dr. Daniel and Joshua Lathrop, to teach young Benedict their trade. As their apprentice, he remained with the brothers until he was 21 years old. The brothers were impressed by their young apprentice's intelligence and his eagerness to learn about the trade. Daniel started taking him on trading trips, both southward to the sea and northward into the interior of the country. By the final years of the apprenticeship, Arnold was conducting such expeditions on his own. Serving as a trusted agent, he handled a good part of the Lathrop's business abroad. Joshua Lathrop lived in this double salt box house next to the apothecary shop. He was a well-respected gentleman who was said to be the last man of his generation to wear a white wig. The Norwich poet Lydia Huntley Sigourney wrote a vivid description of him, remarking on
his small, well-knit, perfectly erect form, his mild, benevolent brow, surmounted by the large white wig, with its depths of curls, the three-cornered, smartly cocked hat, the nicely plaited stock, the rich silver buckles at the knee and shoe, the long waistcoat and fair ruffles over hand and bosom, which marked the gentleman of the old school. At 84, he might be seen, mounted upon his noble, lustrous black horse, readily urged to an easy canter.
Joshua Lathrop died in 1807. The apothecary shop where Benedict Arnold worked was on the property and was torn down in 1893. The Joshua Lathrop house is a double salt box.